So tonight I would like to tell you about three aspects in particular of God's character that he has been teaching and revealing to me throughout my life. So firstly, that God has taught me that he is a saving God. So Romans 6 and verse 23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." I first learned that God is a saving God when I was very young. I was maybe about 4 years old, and I remember the scene very well. I was sitting having tea at the dinner table with my family, all around, and we were talking about salvation, about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. And I remember thinking to myself that I knew that. I knew the gospel already, like I'd heard it so many times, and I knew that there was a need to be saved in order to go to heaven. And I remember asking Mum, like, can anyone be saved? And of course she said yes. And then I asked, like, can I be saved now? And then at the table, as instructed by my parents, you know, I prayed to God and I asked him to forgive me and to save me, and he did right then. And looking back now, I know that I really didn't understand very much of the gospel or of God, but the key thing that I did know was that God is a saving God. He was willing to save anyone who sincerely calls on his name at whatever time that may be. And God has enforced this truth to me again and again as I have seen him working in and saving people who are close to me. So while at university, I saw in particular three lives transformed by God in saving power. So the first one was a girl from Ballymena who I'd shared a house with in Belfast. And the second one was a guy who I studied maths with, he was in my classes. And then the third one was a Chinese girl who I'd met in an international outreach through the Christian Union. And each one of those, I saw them before and after and how God had stepped in and changed their lives. And each one of those three are still living for him today. And it's just, you know, you can really just see how they have been transformed. So I've been struck by God's willingness to save, and sometimes even to save the people who I'd least expect. So secondly, I want to share with you how God has taught me that he is a relational God. So James 4 and 8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." And there was the key turning point in my life when I was at a faith mission camp in Portadown. I was aged 13, and I had been invited along by a friend of mine at school. It was at this camp that I was taught to have a daily quiet time and the importance of it. You know, God wants us to have a living and an active relationship, you know, with him, and he wants to reveal himself to us personally through the scriptures and by us speaking to him in prayer. And in the last couple of years, God has taught me that he is not just, you know, relational to his children, but even within the Trinity itself. So through the Christian Union, I have been learning how each person of the Godhead is other person-centred. So what I mean by that is that, you know, before creation, when we weren't there, God was always relational. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit demonstrate love to each other and seek to glorify each other as they relate to each other in their particular roles. And you know, this is why that we can say that God is love. Not just that he loves, but that he is love. So at the core of the triune God is love and is relationship with each other inside that. And this truth gives me such comfort. And then, like, that God welcomes us in with that love and that relationship. Yes, and then finally, I want to share with you how I have learned that God is provider. So Matthew 6 and verses 31 to 32 says, Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And I am thankful to the Lord for all the many blessings he has given me already in my life. Initially, God provided me with a Christian family in a country where we can worship openly and in a faithful church as well. At school and university, he provided me with Christian friends and we could strengthen each other and sharpen and challenge each other in the Christian walk. My friends always encouraged me to be active in the Scripture Union at school and the Christian Union at university. So to say that they both have been a huge help in my Christian walk would be an understatement. And God has also provided me with many opportunities to do outreach. And one of these was a mission team that I went on whenever I was aged 18. I went to Weymouth in England with the organisation United Beach Missions. And I had known for a few months that God was speaking to me and challenged me to go there, especially for the 2012 Olympics, whenever the whole world was, all these different nationalities were coming over. God was challenging me that was an amazing opportunity to speak to so many nations. And so he'd been challenging me for a few months then. And then whenever I received an email, that showed me that he was providing me for me to do this as well. And this email said that an anonymous donation had been given to United Beach Missions to cover expenses for someone from Northern Ireland to go across to do this team. So I accepted that and I went and I did that team. And most of you will know that about this year, at this time of the year, 2 years ago, I was starting out on a year of service in Cork. In that year, I had to learn to rely on God's providence more than ever before. I live financially just on donations from church and my family and friends, and I had to rely on God to provide me with a home in a place I'd never been to before, and new friends and people that I'd never met before. And he did provide those over and above. And that year I have spent my time working with students in the Christian Union, teaching the Bible one-to-one and counselling, doing evangelism on campus, and studying theology, and this was truly a transformative year of my life. And I got to know God better than I ever had before, as he revealed to me more aspects of who he truly is. So in conclusion, the three things that I want to highlight about God tonight is that he is Saviour, that he is relational, and that he is Provider. God is so infinite, and there are so many things, so many different aspects of his character. And, you know, we can't understand him fully, but we can know him truly. So I'm excited to see what he is going to teach me next in my life, and I'm really excited to get to know God deeper. Thank you.